Oregon public colleges to face state review of operations, programs. Oregon Governor Tina Kotek signed a measure into law Tuesday that will require the Higher Education Coordinating Commission to review the state's public colleges and recommend ways to put them on better financial footing. As part of the review, the commission must review each institution's academic programming, research, student body, and educational model in relation to its mission. It must also deliver recommendations for the state's colleges to collaborate, restructure, or integrate. A preliminary report is due on October 1 and a final report on April 1, 2027. Along with recommendations for restructuring, the report can also include suggestions for developing academic programs to support Oregon's workforce needs and reviewing whether there is unnecessary program duplication across the state's public colleges. Lawmakers put forward the legislation to address growing competition for Oregon students, including from out-of-state and online college programs. They also expressed concern that competition for students within the state was reducing collaboration among the state's public colleges. The legislation comes as several public colleges in Oregon struggle financially. At Southern Oregon University, officials recently warned about significant liquidity risks that could result in the institution failing to meet its financial obligations by next spring. Oregon lawmakers have since included $15 million in emergency funding for the university in a broader budget bill, though Kotek has not yet signed that legislation. Meanwhile, Lane Community College is mulling whether to cut roughly 20 jobs and eliminate two academic programs. The proposed cuts are part of the institution's efforts to trim $4.2 million from its fiscal 2027 budget and eliminate its structural deficit over 3 years. Enrollment trends at Oregon's 7 public universities and 17 community colleges have been mixed. While community college enrollment rose 3.7% in fall 2025 compared to the year before, student headcounts declined 0.6% at the universities, according to the latest data from the Higher Education Commission.